Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Janet Christie back on the show. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC. Put a .com on the end of Leverage and Development, and you'll find her website. Author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses and the subject at hand, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Janet, you're a pro at helping women, especially, and minorities put their best foot forward in the marketplace. But let's clear one thing up. If you don't want to do business with the government, you don't have to become a certified anything, do you?
No.
Just really a certified, don't. You got to be a certified, you got to certify to yourself that you can get a customer and make a profit. You got to do that.
Well,
but unless you want to do business with a corporate customer who needs you to fill their quota, or you're doing business directly with a government, you don't have to be certified.
No, and there's a lot of certifications out there. There is not a federal government certification. There are some national organizations, two for women and one for minorities, that but the federal government doesn't even require that you be certified to do business with you. But as we were talking about, most of the time they hold their primary contractors responsible for meeting those quotas. So mm-hmm. The primary contractors, because there were so many businesses that, like we were talking about in the first segment, that would set up other businesses and it was a facade,
right,
or a business would say, you know, they'd get a minority partner, or a man would get his wife, bring his wife in and pretend she was the president mm-hmm. of the company. So they got certified, and that caused lots more rules to get invented. And so now the primary contractors will require you to have a third-party certification before they'll do business with you, even though
right.
the federal government doesn't require it. So
and another thing about the government stuff, because it all connects back to the government, you might find that it's more trouble than it's worth. It's a lot of trouble to get it and to keep it. And the people that I know, Janet, and you tell me how far off my polling is, the people that I know are almost exclusively government or connected, or almost exclusively not government connected. They typically... I don't see too many people out there who are fish and fowl. What do you think?
No, you're right. They're one or the other.
It's a process you get into, right? I mean, it's the lingo, it's the language, it's the way of thinking,
yeah.
It's the way of getting paid, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
It takes longer to get paid from the government-connected stuff, doesn't it?
It does, and it takes more justification. Even after you've got a contract and you do the work, a lot of times you still have to send in additional justification for, especially if there's expenses involved. And you have to do the expenses in the way they say, at the rate, because a lot of times government doesn't pay the same rate for mileage that, you know, we get as a tax expense. So it's a whole other set of rules, and that's one of the things that I've helped people with, because I've been in all segments of the government purchasing circle. I've been sold to them. I've, you know, been a consultant to them. I've helped other people sell to them. So it's like, you know, if you went to another country and started trying to sell your services or products and produce them in that culture, it's not worse than selling.
But there are hoops you have to jump through every step of the way.
Yes.
That you don't have to jump through with regular customers.
Correct.
And so when you hire people, to do business with the government connected stuff, you don't just hire employees, you hire hoop jumpers, don't you? You hire people who can jump through hoops. And it's just a different world. It's like the difference between baseball and cricket, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And because people try to take advantage of the government so often when selling them something, the purchasing laws are like they've been written. You know, like if you build a house one room at a time,
right.
So that means it's hard to get from the bedroom to the kitchen, but they so that they've added these rules because somebody did something wrong. So most purchasing laws or rules are written because somebody somewhere did something they shouldn't.
And it's one of the reasons why our government has to spend so much money on stuff, because you cannot offer a hammer, and I'm just using that as a silly metaphor. You can't offer a hammer to a government customer with the same markup as you offer it to a regular customer. You've got to have much bigger margins to cover your administration and your exposure.
Yes, they go by something called most favored nation, which a lot of times they will say that you have to prove to them that you're giving them a price that is 10% less than you would give the public, a corporation.
And your payroll will be higher.
Yes, and you'll have more reports.
Davis Bacon.
You have to figure that into your call.
All that stuff. It will be higher.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. That's the reason why you need somebody like Janet Christie. Leverageanddevelopment.com. She'll be glad to help you. Hey, Janet, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.